Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
All right, sir, let's jump in. It's been a little while since the committee's been on the air. We had the meanest mom in Minnesota.
Right, yeah.
We had Tubbsy here last week, right?
Tubbsy was excellent.
Tubbsy and Patrick stuck around with that as well.
He did.
Well, the committee's back.
Actually, we didn't do it. I lied.
All right, fine.
We just kept going with Patrick.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew you
Tubbsy
would.
Prepared,
oh,
and
sure.
I felt bad.
You made him prepare.
Well, because I thought we were going to, and then Ricey was great. Would you say, hey, Ricey, get out of here?
No, I would have invited
80th,
him to play along.
On his 80th birthday.
Would have invited him to play along. I'm sure he would have had a lot of fun. He did at the fair. He had a great time, I could tell.
Can I get to this one?
No.
Everyone hates Cars for Kids jingle, yet CCO's torches. You think, honestly, you think the two of us are in charge of the Cars for Kids jingle?
I love the Cars for Kids jingle.
Okay. And by the way, it's a profit-making business.
1-877 yeah. Cars yeah. for
okay.
Kids.
Click around later today at a variety of stations, and they're going to listen. And you're going to hear the spot because it's about making money. And the biggest radio charade in town for decades has been NPR. We need your money. They're printing money. Okay? And they might play Cars for Kids, too. Go ahead.
The committee has, at least a couple times previously, taken on Big Photo.
Yes, you have.
Well.
Including the kids and all that.
Well, when the kids' school photos arrived at the house this week, I realize we need to go back to the well one more time because I have just one more nit to pick that I have not quite picked yet, I believe, with Big Photo.
How many nits do you have?
I've got several nits.
Okay.
I could pick them.
Mm-hmm.
I pick them well. last weekend, Lindsay asked me to print a couple dozen photos. She had a little project she was working on.
Yeah.
So easy. You know, I go to pick the photos from the cloud, send them off to Walgreens, bippity boppity boo. They're ready in an hour. You got your 5x7s, your 4x6s, all
Rena?
Printed
Bippity
individually.
Boo?
It's like $5, $6, $7
yeah.
for a couple dozen photos. Easy. It's
Seems
cheap.
Fair, right?
Way to go, Walgreens. Well done.
Good
so
job,
why
Walgreens.
Why is it that when I pay like $1,800 for the school photos, they can't take the individual photos, your 5x7s, your 3x5s, your wallets, and they can't actually give them to me individually? No, I actually have to be the one at the late at night sitting at the kitchen table separating these photos from each other, hands trembling as I wheel
You're nervous.
Dull scissors.
Yeah.
God forbid.
Okay. This God is because
no,
you have
not
to use
yet.
A scissors?
This is because they make me pay $1,800 and they can't even give me the individual photos. Just print everything on a sheet. You cut them yourself there, big boy. Stop it with the scams, Big Photo. First of all, take your dumb little corporate logo off the corner of the photo. We don't need that.
I don't want that either.
We don't need that. Get a little robot, a little AI to do the little cutting for you. That can't be that hard. And by the way, also stop emailing me every other day to ask if I want to buy some more.
Am I wrong?
Your scissors thing is just absurd, okay?
You want to be the photo cutter?
I'm fine. I'm an adult. My hands don't tremble. I use the scissors fairly well. In fact, some people say that I might be better at scissors than anybody. You know what I would like? I would like to be able to pick out like four or five different pictures. So when, let's say, Quinton was on his various teams, you know, of course you have the standard team picture, but maybe I want the 5x7 to be this, the 8x10 be this. That would be a good addition. Now, I still wouldn't pay. No, I did pay the $1,800. Right? And then at first, when we first went through the separation, leading the divorce, and we were mad at each other, now we're great friends, it was, I'll get my pictures, you get your pictures. Then eventually we came to our senses, but okay, let's just get one and share this back and forth.
It's a clown show.
It is, and they're printing money. Literally. They're just deciding, you know, pun intended, they're printing money.
They're printing much more money than they are pictures.
They have mountains of homes. You know, maybe that's what we do. We leave the radio business and we take on these companies. I'll have to handle the scissors, apparently.
Yes, you handle the scissors. That would be, I mean, the 8x10 color glossies.
They're pretty good photographic eye, I've been told.
I just don't want to be the one to have the scissors wobble just a little bit. Then somebody gets a curly photo. Then they're mad. Then I got to hear that grandma's upset.
No wonder Lindsay feels the way she does. Can we go to the next one?
Why, she's amazed by me? Is that what you mean?
No, you're wobbling.
All right, we're going to get to a story that came out early this month. But
I thought this was going to be a best of again.
No
best ofs today?
No best ofs. I should get back to those. You're right. Maybe we'll have one for you next week. But the as I said, the committee's been off for a little while. Am I wrong? Classic. Committee's off been a while. I think this was early October. I know you saw this story. I don't think we ever discussed it.
But okay.
For the people listening, here we go. The story goes like this. A man and his family go to Italy. Who wouldn't love a trip to Italy, right? Looking for some classic Italian food. They head to a restaurant with the dad looking for some delicious chicken parmesan as he's loved his entire life in America.
Yeah. Where do you stand on chicken parm?
It's all right. I can go for some chicken
solid
parm.
I mean, you know, I don't think you're going to go to Cafe Milano and say chicken parm, but maybe
if someone showed up at my doorstep with some chicken parm tonight, I would happily accept.
I would be content.
That would be perfectly fine. But the problem here is chicken parm not on the menu. Apparently things like chicken parm, fettuccine alfredo, not exactly the ubiquitous Italian classics in Italy that we believe they should be here in America. So guy gets his phone, shows the server a picture from the Olive Garden menu online saying,
think
hey,
about it.
Hey, this is what
You're
I want,
this
buddy.
Authentic Italian place.
So Mario says, no dice, can't do it. Well, we
Mario.
Cannot do it. We cannot to do it.
Come on. I didn't realize there's everybody over there's named Mario.
Or there's some Luigi's too, but that
there.
Name has kind of been sullied a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what, Italy?
Mamma mia.
Here's the message from the committee. I do better. Italy, do better. When we Americans come over to grace you with our presence and we say we want chicken parm, you get your butts back in the chicken. You get some chicken breast. You get some breadcrumbs. And you come back with some dang chicken parm. When you're at the Olive Garden, your family, okay? At least Italy could do is also live up to that tagline.
Am I wrong? at Olive Garden, your family.
That's right. When you hear your family, I've heard it for decades.
Can they call you mom, dad?
Hey, end of every commercial.
I don't live that far from an Olive Garden. I'm going to go back in the next month.
Good luck.
I got to try. It's packed. I can't get in.
It's always packed.
It is always packed.
People waiting out the door as we drove
by
an Olive
Garden last Saturday. A decent amount of Italian restaurants could, in Italy, in Bologna, could they have chicken parm? Yes, I do. Wouldn't be probably my go-to, but I don't think they have to look down their nose at Little Falls, Minnesota, and say, get your frozen chicken parm, not here. I think you're right.
If they want, you know,
not
the
sure
Italian
to show the picture from Olive Garden as my example, though.
They want to make some money. You know, they can keep the great bolognese for the true Italians that are there that want to dive a night
out. You don't
out,
think true Italians would enjoy chicken parm?
I'm saying if they're not interested, they don't have to be. But for all the American visitors, I'm sure they get a few. Perhaps throw a little chicken parm on the menu. Might help.
Stunningly, you're 2 for 2. If you want to be 3 for 3, go to StretchLab. Dave should go to StretchLab. Dave was a part of a triathlon. About a month ago or so? When was it?
It was first weekend in September.
Okay, so a little bit longer. You were complaining about tightness fatigue. Why not? You were participating in a triathlon.
So fast, I won the thing, but it kind of hurt.
Yeah, I must have missed that photo like I missed the Olive Garden photo. Let's say you're fit like Dave. You're kind of, sort of, maybe kind of fit like me. Maybe you're not fit at all. You lay on the couch. Maybe you're a biker. Maybe you're a walker. You're a golfer. Whatever it might be. Maybe you have a child, like I do, with some physical challenges where stretching is required. Maybe you just want to stretch more at home and you want the fundamentals that you get at StretchLab.com. Trained specialists. First time you go there, they'll put you through their technology. They'll locate your issues, but also include you in the conversation. And guess what? You're going to get that 50-minute session, dozen-plus locations in the metro area, close to you. You're going to feel taller, a little elasticity, more limber, and feel better. Just try it once. And a high, high percentage of you who try it once will go back again. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Man, I hope that's your lead topic. I'm sticking around if that's the lead topic. I'm not going to contribute. I just want it to be your lead.
Come on, be a part of the fun.
Hot Take Friday. Let's go.
That should be a new segment.
Hot Take Friday. All right. You're in the middle of Am I Wrong? He's got two so far.
Yeah.
Very good.
Very nice.
Yep. Always very good. About time you represent. Give
hit the button. Hit the button right there.
It's not going that far.
Let's just go with that. Yeah, you're a good point.
Am I wrong?
There was a heated argument between a couple members of the committee last night.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean,
during the game,
it ended fine.
Okay,
but
do you watch the game?
You still met?
Oh yeah, yeah. All we always meet.
Yeah,
yeah. We met at the game was on. We were at an establishment. Can't say where.
Yeah, what establishment had Amazon Prime? Give me a break.
Well, it was available on Fox 9, too. I don't know if you're paying attention to the local.
You're a local guy.
You're Mr. Amazon, Mr. Big Business over there. Yeah, that's all he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, a certain phrase was uttered at the end of one of the arguments by a committee member that kind of sticks in my craw. You know, every once in a while, our society grabs onto a phrase. You know, the 90s, everything was the bomb. You know, Stuart Scott gave us Booyah. You know, instead of my sorry or I'm sorry, it became my bad. We still hang on to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Some stick with us. Obviously, some fade away. There's one that's been popular for, I don't know, a year or two now in the committee. We're sick and tired of hearing it. Full stop. You don't need to inform us that your sentence is complete.
I work that in occasionally.
Full stop.
Yeah.
Now, we're not waiting to see if you're going to make an exception to whatever declarative statement you just made. Full stop. Is there a partial stop? Is there a rolling stop? Is there a slow creep into the intersection of stop?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's explore that. America, quit using that phrase. All right, it doesn't make you sound powerful. Doesn't make you sound assertive.
It's not more emphatic than what you're saying?
It makes you sound like you ran out of steam and you don't know where to go from there. Full stop.
Am I wrong?
Jason? You have velour on, by the way.
I think this is corduroy.
Okay.
It's corduroy. It does look velour.
Got a little velour-y. Full stop.
Full stop doesn't bother me. Of all of the sort of trite, idiotic things that people say, this would be very low on my list of things that I'm upset about.
You're not on the committee.
Yeah, you'll never be a committee member with
so
that.
So you're wrong. I disagree with you. What is your assertion? Stop saying it?
Yes, it's annoying.
I kind of miss the...
It's annoying. You don't sound any more special than you
did
before.
That's all you could come up with for this bit?
What the bit is. That literally is the bit.
Mm.
We're not debating the Middle East. Am I wrong?
I thought we were taking...
Hamas, pro or con.
I thought we were taking bolder stances. Like, some two-word phrase that people say is annoying.
Petty BS you've been peddling in for decades.
I was going to say, because I listened...
That's my show. Stop stealing my bit.
Apparently, for the next 3 hours, it's McNeil Lair. Everything's complicated. Edge of your seats.
Lachlan Group.
Issue one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.